This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The U.S. Declaration of Independence asserts an inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. But what happens when we succeed in that pursuit? Sustainable happiness is the intriguing subject around which the most recent issue of Yes Magazine was organized. Executive Editor Sarah Van Gelder says it was an exercise in looking beyond material things.
Once you reach a certain level of prosperity, having more stuff is really not going to make you more happy. The things that tend to make you happy are things like having worthwhile things to do with your life, with your time, feeling respected, feeling connected to other people, feeling like you have close relationships that are important to you. Those are the things that tend to make people happy, not having more stuff.
But how do we sustain that happiness? For starters, Van Gelder suggests we should pay attention to it.
It's a question of choices that you make every day about how do you live your life and how do you spend your time and how do you view what you already have. I mean, I think one of the really important lessons from both science and from a lot of religious traditions is that it's important to count your blessings.
So even if the reminder to stop and smell the roses has become a cliche, it's still a good idea. And Van Gelder notes, now there is science to affirm that too.
There's actually scientific studies that have been done in which the subjects are asked to do something very simple, like do a gratitude journal, keep track of the things that they're grateful for every day, or write a gratitude letter, write to somebody who's made a big difference in your life in a positive way and let them know you appreciate that. And those very simple things positively affect those people's perception of their own well-being.
In fact, psychologists and other researchers have been hard at work in recent years trying to discern the complex answers to the simple question, what is it that makes us happy? One article in the magazine actually lists 10 things that science says will do the trick.
We really wanted to ground it in where there is scientific research, because happiness, of course, can be such a subjective question. So in each of these cases, we had some kind of scientific research to back up each one of these items.
That list includes such things as remembering to smile, making time for friends and family, and setting ourselves some large, meaningful, non-material goals.
If we actually get to that deeper sense of understanding of what's really important to us and set those kinds of goals, and then gradually look at ways to work towards those goals, I think that does provide a deeper sense of meaning and ultimately of satisfaction.
Incidentally, if it's not transparently clear already, this is the very same Yes Magazine that's included as part of the package of thank you gifts when you support KRCB during this current pledge drive. And coincidentally, Van Gelder notes that one of those scientifically affirmed sources of happiness is altruism, or the simple act of giving.
We often think that it's harder to give than to get, but actually I think people get a lot more long-term benefit when they're able to give and feel appreciated than when somebody gives them stuff.
So, what was that telephone number again? I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.